What a privilege, what an honor it is to be here this morning. And I'll get there in a moment. Greetings to you from my family, my faith family. It is so good to be here this morning. Mom, we've Pleasant View has gone through, or in the middle, I should say, of a revitalization process, and we have had someone fully instruct us to not use the word change, because nobody likes change. But use the word progress, because everybody loves progress. So whatever progress comes in each of our lives, in our faith families, there's a nugget for you. Use progress, not change. Anyhow, I'm going to start a little bit off of topic. Caitlin, I've got to read. Come thou fount. Come thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart. And if you know the process for a musician to tune their instrument, there's a period where it doesn't sound right, and then they tune it to where it sings that melodious song. Tune my heart to sing about your grace, about your mercy that is never ceasing. And our lives, I sat this morning going, Rocky, you've got another sermon to preach too, but you can only do one this morning. Here I raise my Ebenezer. And if you're familiar with biblical text, the Ebenezer is a stone. And they'd stand a stone in a place where God stepped down from heaven to interact with people on earth. And they would stand a stone as a testimony to say, this is where God interacted in my life. And then that stone gives the testimony of what God did. I've got a sermon on that. But that's what our lives are about. So here I raise my Ebenezer, the way that God has reached down to me and touched my life. I want you to think for a moment as I begin here, and you're welcome to pick up your smartphone, your tablet, or whatever, and look up biblical examples of 40 in the Bible. And we're going to list them here in a moment, but biblical examples of 40 in the Bible. I hope today is a message of great encouragement, great excitement of who God is, of what God has done in humanity, and more specifically in each of our lives. And I hope to give you this morning a message, a gospel message that is loud and clear that we can take to our neighbors, our co-workers, family, friends, those that don't know Jesus. I'm going to read a little bit of what Bill read. Isaiah 43 says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. This isn't just a you. This is, put your name in there. Fear not, for I have redeemed, and fill in your name. The God, the creator of the universe, has redeemed you and I. I have called you by name. You are mine. He puts a claim, a stake on you that you are his. When you pass through the waters, if you know what biblical waters, they were the abyss. They were scary. They were evil. They didn't know what was in the water. When you pass through those troublesome, those terrifying times, he says in Isaiah 43, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator. And then he says in verse 18, remember not the former things. Don't remember the past. Nor consider the things of old, because I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Don't you perceive it? Don't you see it? I am doing a new thing. This is the God we worship, the God of doing new things. I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make a river in the desert, in that dry and parched land. Can you identify that with your life? Have you ever been in a place that seems like a desert? Maybe some of you, and I know some of you are there today. What are the examples of 40? What'd you come up with? And I do interaction here, so yell them out. And
40 days and 40 nights of rain and flood.
Noah. We have Noah, right? Can you... Well, I'll get to that. I'll say that. You imagine being in a place where all it's doing is raining for 40 days and 40 nights? Like, as they say, sometimes the rain sounds good on a tin roof. It would not sound good on the tin roof after 40 days and 40 nights, right? What are the others? Moses spent 40 years after he murdered the Egyptian. He spent 40 years wandering in the desert. What else? The Israelites, right? Spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness. Who else? What's that? Yes. I've got a couple in between there, which is good because I want to make sure I leave space for them. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, fasting, being tempted for 40 days. What else? Let me give you one. And I wonder, we know the story of Jonah, right? Preached to Nineveh for 40 days, doom and destruction. Did you know that one? We know the story. And the last one I want to put down, and I don't know if you guys can see it, or yeah, maybe you can, is Jesus again after... He rose, spent 40 days teaching, spent 40 days reconnecting with the disciples and challenging them. All right, moving on. 40 represents a period of what? If you think of all the examples, whether it be 40 days or 40 years, 40 represents a period of... I didn't catch it. Of what? Of time, it is a period of trial, it is a period of struggle, it is a period of hardship. This is tough stuff. Have you been there? Are you there now? Numerous passages in the Bible connect the number 40 to periods of trial, to periods of testing, to periods of hardship. But we're going to zero in on a number that gets a lot less attention. What comes next? Have you ever thought of these examples? Like, we know the stories and we can say for 40 years or 40 days this happened or that happened. But what comes next? Amidst the troubles of everyday life, and we all have them, it's almost as if 41 is shouting, I got next! In the Bible, the number 41 represents something far different. The number 41 represents a new day. It represents a new beginning. It represents a beacon of hope for postponed dreams, promised lands. After Noah built the ark, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Genesis 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and the rain fell for 40 days and 40 nights. And again, I'd be driven nuts. Right? 40 days, the rain is pounding on the roof. 40 days, there's windows on the ark. They were closed. You're in tight compartments with a bunch of stinky animals. So what did that day 41, I'm sure everyone was relieved. I'm using a little liberty here. When the windows were flung open, when day 41 came and the rain stopped. After Moses committed murder, he hid in the desert for 40 years. But year 41 came. God gave Moses a second chance, commissioning him to go rescue Israel from slavery. And after the Exodus, the children of Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years. And yet, year 41 came. A new generation entered the promised land. For 40 days, Goliath bullied, taunted Israel, stood up on his side of the hill. Come on, if you dare. Begging someone to come fight me, fight him. 1 Samuel 17, for 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning, every evening, and stood there and said, I dare you. Isn't it funny though? How you know a story? Sometimes we miss a few key points. Of course we all know that David eventually kills Goliath, but did you ever pay attention to the time frame? Until now? Day 41 came and David said, I'm going. God is with me. And you know the story. He killed the giant. For 40 days, Jonah delivered a message of doom and gloom to the city of Nineveh, that God was going to destroy it because of their sins, because of their wickedness. And what came? Day 41 came. God changed his mind and instead extended mercy because the Ninevites had repented. After being baptized, Jesus fasted in the desert for 40 days, tempted by the devil, and yet day 41 came. The devil fled, the angel showed up, and Jesus launched his monumental ministry. During the 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples on several occasions, proving to them that he was alive, breathing new life into them as he explained the kingdom of God and commissioned the same commission that we still have today to go build the kingdom of God. And on day 41, after promising to send the Holy Spirit in his place, he ascended into heaven, leaving the disciples to carry out his plan for launching the church. A church that, by the way, is still prevailing against the gates of hell. So why do we fear? When we're in those times of trial and struggle and hardship, Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Remember, I claim you, you are mine. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So when you're stuck in the storms of life in serious need of a second chance, maybe you're stranded in the wilderness of unexpected circumstances or unfulfilled expectations, facing what seems to be that 9-foot-6-inch giant. I did that one day. Brought a ladder in and climbed up to where it would be 9-foot-6. Tell Adam that sometime. Like, it is a different perspective from up there, and it's a different perspective from you when you see that huge giant. But how often do our problems feel and look like that huge giant, that there is no way that I can get through that? And God says, watch this. Maybe you are bearing up against unspeakable temptation, but the pattern is clear. The number 41 represents the dawn of a new day. It represents the hope and the promise that if you don't quit, the rain will stop. giant will fall, and you will enter the promised land, or your promised land, quote unquote. See, we believe, we follow, we serve a God who believes in second chances. Your fulfilled vision is right around the corner. Your 41 will come, whether it's 41 seconds from now, 41 weeks, or 41 days, or 41 years. 41 will come. And I have two words for you. Don't quit. Don't quit here. As much as you feel like giving up or giving in, please don't do it. Don't go under. Don't throw in the towel. You can hold on and stay strong. Eventually, the rain will stop. An oasis will appear. Grace and mercy will be extended. Your giant will fall. A new day will dawn. 41 will come. God can use anyone. God uses broken, flawed people. Every biblical example is a broken, flawed person, and they are our biblical heroes. Don't miss that message. God can use anyone, and God can use anything. Remember, He made a donkey talk? Know that God is already moving in your future. If you are here somewhere, God's already on the move on day 41 or year 41. He already knows He is already on the move in your future. Trust Him. So there's a couple of messages out of this. If you are here today in the desert, and I focused a lot on that, if you are here today, somewhere in a struggle, in a hardship, in a trial, and I just don't see a way out, stand on the promises of what I've just mentioned, that 41 is coming, the new day, new beginning, it is coming, that God is already moving in your future. Stand on those promises. And the second, maybe life is good for you right now. So praise Him and take the message, because as God's children, as followers of the Most High King, this is a vital part of our message to people that don't know Jesus. We live in a world where there is such little hope, and people see this far. They see that giant, and so they resort to other things, maybe addictions of whatever it may be. But this is our message. There is a new day in Jesus Christ. There is freedom from addiction in Jesus Christ. 41 is coming. It has to be part of our message. That we worship, we follow a God of great hope for the future. So take that message when your friend or neighbor or coworker is stuck, stranded in a desert, facing a giant. The rain is pouring in their life. Give them the message that the rain will stop. There is beginning, new beginning, new day, new hope in Jesus, that the giant will fall, that 41 is coming. Let's pray. God, it is all the time astounding to know and to think of your goodness for us and to us. The great love that you just rain on us is overwhelming. God, I know there are people here today that are that are in a period of hard place, that are struggling. God, I pray that they may be renewed and lifted today. That you offer a breath of fresh air. Parting of the sea away in the wilderness. You are a God of new beginnings. And may we take the message. May it be sealed in our hearts and minds this morning. May we remember when we've got a friend or coworker, somebody that's struggling with something. God, I know that you will give us the words. May they be words of 41, that a new day, new hope, that their giant will fall, the rains will stop. God, you are so good. In your name I pray.